For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Cultural Baggage Show was Rich Watkins, Dr. Rich Watkins, the former warden of the Holiday Prison in Texas. Dr. Watkins is now also a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition.
The mission of LEAP is to reduce the multitude of unintended harmful consequences resulting from fighting the war on drugs and to lessen the incident of death, disease, crime, and addiction by ultimately ending drug prohibition. Now, how do we plan on doing that? First of all, it's through education of the community, the media, those policy-making people in the legislature. We also want to do one additional thing, and that is to bring about the respect for law enforcement that's going to be needed to resolve many of our community's problems. You see, while we're spending all this money on this so-called war on drugs, we have other areas that's going deficient. We have bad publicity. We have unfortunate things to happen in law enforcement that impact not only the ability of law enforcement to do a good job of providing safety for our communities, but also just detrimental to the overall environment that exists. The war on drug was established in 1970 by President Nixon. It was at a time when our nation had more publicity about drug problems and drug use. You see, during that time, it was estimated about 5 million Americans had used illegal drugs. So President Nixon came up with this war on drugs. The war on drugs has been one of the most detrimental programs that affects the life of this nation. I speak to you from personal experience with the state criminal justice system. Just for incarcerating, housing offenders, primarily the large percentage of those offenders are nonviolent drug offenders who have probably been brought in for a number of possessions. Since 1970, we've spent over $1 trillion on the war on drugs, with over 35 million people arrested primarily for possession of drugs. This year alone, we'll arrest over 1.7 million people in this country for drug offenses, nonviolent, primarily possession. But today, after all of the trillions of dollars that have been spent on this war on drugs, drugs are cheaper, they're more potent, and they're more easily accessible than they ever have been.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.